This is Ken Liner with the Courier News. We're talking with Anderson County Mayor Terry Frank. It's the last week of 2020. The state's been under a stay-at-home order for the last six, 7 weeks. It's about to loosen up, and we're going to find out exactly what that means. How you doing, Mayor?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you this morning?
Doing good. The governor has sent out the guidelines for businesses. What can we expect in the next week or so?
Restaurants are going to reopen 50% capacity on Monday, April 27th. Stores, retail stores, are expected to open, or the order has been lifted, and they can open on Wednesday, April 29th. And then in some of, some of the governor's statements at his press conference, as well as emails from his staff, next week, we'll start seeing guidance or further guidelines for churches and gyms and medical procedures. He did announce, of course, that parks would be open for day use, and they have distributed information and posted information on that. They're still not allowing, you know, overnight stays at a lot of the parks, but I think they're allowing reservations to open up on May 15th. So, that's where we are, Ken. There is the governor has posted a packet of guidelines that folks, you know, if they call my office, we're emailing those to businesses. They can go on the state website and get those. On my Facebook page, I've posted them, and that's Reopening Tennessee Responsibly. And the governor has discussed this as being a pledge. So it's a set of guidelines for people to operate their businesses safely for both their employees and the public at large.
You heard the budget numbers, the sales tax numbers from Robbie Holbrook last Monday. How are those fluctuating during this?
We will probably see an impact next month's report. Because, you know, this falls 30 days behind. Tennessee has actually led the state in increases in sales tax after the passage of new legislation that impacted internet sales. And so we have done really well as a county with that change being put in place. In fact, 1 month alone, we saw almost an $800,000 increase in sales tax. So we're probably going to see that coming next month, Ken. On the county side, we don't have a lot of, you know, some of the industries that have been impacted. For instance, the restaurant business is one of those, you know, majorly impacted. There's not a lot of restaurants in the unincorporated area of the county. So where we're going to see an impact there would be the city of Clinton, city of Oak Ridge, in, you know, in our municipalities where those restaurants tend to be focused or gathered together. The sales tax, you know, that predominantly, those funds predominantly go to our schools and our highway department. So, you know, any kind of offset there is going to affect those operations. We're going to keep a close eye on that. And then tourism, of course, is going, you're probably going to see a much larger impact in the tourism department. Our tourism department here in Anderson County is funded by the hotel motel tax. And so there's probably going to be some seriously major adjustments to their budget for the upcoming year, because that's going to be more than just a 30-day window of time. Even getting back to business, we're going to see that industry down for an extended period.
We've seen widespread testing across the county. I think tomorrow there's one at Run State in the Oak Ridge campus. You said this last week, the numbers, you know, they're pretty good. I mean, unfortunately, we do have one death, but percentage-wise, they're still very low.
Yes, and the last time we spoke, Ken, I shared with you numbers through Friday, April 17th, and we had 520 total tests in Anderson County, and that was a testing, our positives, the percentage of positive tests out of that number was 2.88% in just 7 days. So I'm going to share numbers that are through yesterday, Friday, April 24th. We're up to 1,162 tests. So in 1 week, we saw an increase of another 642 tests, and the majority of that being from that mass testing event that took place in the city of Oak Ridge at the high school. And, you know, we did have some positives come out of that. So we went from 15 positive tests to 24. But if you look at that as a percentage, again, going back to last Friday, our percentage of positives was 2.88%. Well, as of yesterday, it's now down to 2.07%. So, you know, if you look just at the numbers alone and said, oh, my gosh, we went from 15 positives to 24, you might be frightened. But if you look at the percentage, we've actually dropped. So our trajectory is going downward. Our active positives right now, we have 16 folks who have recovered, and our active positives are 7. So that's where we stand today.
And even as the economy opens back up, businesses open back up, if people, you know, are smart about it, they practice social distancing, wash their hands, don't touch their faces, the things they were doing before, it really is, it should be safe to do something, to go out, you know, as long as you're smart about it.
Well, Governor Bill Lee and his Commissioner of Health, Dr. Piercy, you know, they have really done a fantastic job with the testing. And I was looking at as of yesterday, I think there's only 4 states now. I have all these papers out on my desk to talk to you, and I've misplaced it. But I think there's only 4 states now that outrank us when it comes to lowest fatality rate. And then if you look at our testing numbers, we rank 12th, and, you know, that's up against some pretty big states that are a lot of hot spots, such as New York and Washington and Louisiana. And so using this data, you know, I think has enabled the governor to say, you know, we can now start moving around and doing some things as long as we do it safely and continue to keep these precautions in mind. But Ken, he's also looking at, you know, 413,000 unemployment claims. And, you know, he is looking at the data. He's not just looking at the unemployment claims and saying, hey, it's safe. He's looking at the health data and saying, we think we can get started again and get back to business. If you look at the guidelines, you know, he's very strong on following guidance and self-governance. And even this document that he put out, the multi-page document, it's called a pledge, you know, and a pledge is a promise or agreement. And he's asking us all to just agree to follow these guidelines, make this commitment. You know, he stresses words like best practices and commitment. And if we all do that, you know, Ken, I think it's just even from a health standpoint, when it comes to various viruses that we encounter and the flu, some of these precautions that we're putting in place and, you know, I foresee holding on to for the long term, it's probably a good thing just going forward forever. You know, some of the guidance that, you know, wash your hands has always been something we've tried to teach our children, but now it's really come into full focus of how important that is. And so just for the long term, I think we're going to have a lot of benefit just how we've changed our behavior in some, you know, in dealing with COVID.
It seems like Tennesseans have really picked up that message and done a good job, especially in the social distancing. I've noticed just when I have to go to the grocery store, turn an aisle and there's someone there and they stop and just, you know, who's gonna budge first?
Yes.
I think we've been smart about this. Now there are, I noticed Knox County furloughed 300 and something workers for 8 weeks. You've not had, Anderson County's not had to do that. You've not had to do that. You all have done a very good job of keeping people busy, keeping them working. And you've handled the county's finances well enough in the past that you're able to do this now.
I believe so, Ken. And, you know, Knox County is also in a different situation because they're under different guidelines. They're going to open a little later. And then they are a major retail hub. And, I mean, I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening to this podcast now and who live in Clinton and live in Oak Ridge and live in Norris and Rocky Top, Oliver Springs, you know, a lot of folks travel to Knoxville to do their shopping or going out for special dinner. They don't always stay here at home. And we know that, you know, working on retail task forces and, you know, things that we're trying to do here as a county. We know there's a lot of retail leakage to Knox County. So they are going to be more negatively impacted, you know, economically. So I think that's one of the reasons Mayor Jacobs is really having to get in front of this.
It's a strange year. It's a new normal, for sure.
It is.
All right, Mayor, any other points you want to talk about or bring up?
Well, Ken, I know there's a lot of folks that are frustrated, you know, in waiting for guidance and what the governor's going to say. And I would encourage their, you know, if they want to Google Tennessee Economic Recovery Group, they are accepting input and asking for, you know, people who are business professionals. So, for instance, I have a gentleman who's a tattoo artist, and, you know, he is frustrated at the timing and, you know, when are we going to get guidance? When are we going to know? We've not worked in, you know, this many weeks. Me and my wife don't have any income. I strongly encourage folks to go fill out that survey because the governor's economic recovery group is actually looking at all of this and sharing ideas and advice with the governor. Go fill that survey out. You know, if you're a CPA or if you're a business person, go fill out the survey, you know, share, you know, your thoughts on how you can get back to work safely, you know, share your frustrations if you like. And then there is another organization that is forabettertennessee.com. And this is another survey just for, you know, anyone in the community. Do you have physical needs, you know, food, clothing, shelter? Are there mental health needs? I mean, how do you want to rank that? What does it mean as a priority for you and your family? What about your job? Have you been impacted? And they're gathering all that data too. And this is going to be very important, of course, going forward as well when the legislature reconvenes and goes to finish up the budget. So it's not only about, you know, tomorrow and getting back to work. It's also about how's this impacting your family and how can, you know, we, you know, address policy going forward. And, you know, one of my favorite examples or analogies for what we do when we make decisions as government is I always go back to the Lions Club at the Anderson County Fair, and they're, you know, forever on that corner. And you're watching them make the dachshund or the hat, and when they squeeze and twist one end, something else pops out. And COVID, I mean, there are going to be a lot of impacts and unintended consequences that we didn't anticipate and understand. So these surveys may just sound like an empty exercise, but they really are, people really are looking at them to try to understand what's happening as a result of these decisions and how can we fix it or readjust or do something better, you know, to get us back on the track. So I would encourage folks to do that, Ken.
Mayor, as always, I appreciate your time. You're doing a great job and keeping us all informed, and really, really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you, Ken. And I appreciate you and the Courier and, what you do for the community, keeping us all a community, because that's what it takes.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great weekend. A great
week. You too. Bye-bye.